75 years ago, in the depths of the Great Depression, Sonoma County was remote, rural, and deeply distrustful of organized labor, which was broadly branded as a form of communism. Those factors combined, says Eric Stanley, exhibitions and collections curator for the Sonoma County Museum, to galvanize two of this area's most notorious episodes.
In the summer of 35, you have the riot at Germania Hall here in Santa Rosa, which was right off Courthouse Square on 3rd Street. You had an apple workers' strike going on, and they were there to discuss what was happening, and a whole group of vigilantes burst in and took over that meeting, and people were clubbed and chased off, and a rather ugly incident.
But that was soon upstaged by an even more dramatic confrontation.
Later in the summer of 35, right before the hop harvest, which would have been the crucial moment, they took two of these activists who refused to give in to demands of this vigilante group, and they were tarred and feathered and paraded through Santa Rosa and run out of town, which was an incident that actually made international news at the time.
Those incidents are part of a small but intriguing exhibit called Red Sonoma, Communism and Radical Politics in Sonoma County, currently on display at the downtown Santa Rosa Museum. The one-room exhibit also looks at the series of utopian communities with socialistic ideals that have called Sonoma County home.
Outside of upstate New York, Sonoma County is the hotbed of utopian and social experimentation. We've had quite a number all the way back to the 1870s, the Fountain Grove community, all the way up to the 1960s, back to the land-style communities. We've had more than our share.
For this exhibit, curator Stanley chose to focus on just one of those communities, Icaria Speranza, which settled near Cloverdale in the 1880s.
There were several Icarian communities established around the country, and the reason I chose that one was that it has a direct line of descent from the strain of communist thought that led to Marx and Lenin and all of that, because it stems from a book written by a French philosopher named Etienne Cabet, and he's given credit for using the term communism in the way that we understand it. And his book set off this series of communities that tried to organize on his ideas.
Another sort of community formed in the Petaluma area half a century later, Stanley says, as refugees from Russia joined the already established Jewish settlement there and gradually developed a collectivist approach to their chicken and egg farming.
A couple of them found their way to Petaluma, acquired some land, and that was a very big deal for them, and then they started to get the word out that there was a land here, and eventually had a small community that formed. They were actually a really complex mix of beliefs. Their mix of views really aligned them with, in the United States, what we say is labor movements and all of those things that were going on.
Despite these historic precedents, Stanley says, communism never came close to being a political force in Sonoma County.
There were very few actual communists. In fact, in 1934, out of the entire population, there were 25 registered communists in Sonoma County.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.